Our text for this morning, this LWML Sunday, is a portion of the epistle lesson read to you just a moment ago from the third chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ. And may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Service is the word, I suppose, that sums up the theme or emphasis of any particular LWML Sunday. Service to the church, service to our Lord, service to others. Paul talks about service in our text, the service that he himself was performing for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul has some very interesting things to say about service. When it comes to service in the church, there's a problem. I have noticed it through the past, how many years have I been out? Too many to count. I'm sure maybe you have experienced at one time or another. Maybe it's something that you yourself have experienced in yourself. And that is that quite often, service within the church, on the part of anyone within the church, is oftentimes accompanied by a sense of pride, by a sense of ego, by a sense of importance. I can remember going to a cemetery with a funeral director one day a couple of years ago in a car driving out there, and him talking about other clergy people in general, and they meet a whole lot of clergy people. And he didn't have a whole lot of good to say. No, he wasn't talking about anyone in particular. He just didn't have a whole lot of good to say about clergy in general and his reasons for it. And I summed it up for him. I said, the problem is that a whole lot of clergy have an overblown sense of self-importance. And he laughed and he said, that's exactly it. That sense of pride, that ego, I'm a church worker. I do church for the work or for the church. I'm ordained. I'm the president of this. I'm the president of that. I'm the secretary of this. I'm the secretary of that. And so it goes. It's a real problem. And I think Paul experienced that same problem in himself in writing these words. Because what Paul talks about here in these words in his service to the church is the necessity of counting everything as loss, as he puts it. Counting everything from this world as nothing. And that would include my own pride and ego. Paul says in this text that that is basically knowing the resurrection. To count all things as loss. To put aside that sense of pride and ego and conceit. Count everything as loss for Jesus Christ. Modern theology, of course, pop religion, if you will, pop Christianity, focuses upon the power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection. That's what we live in. That's what we live by. And attendant to that, of course, is victory. Victory over everything. Victory over the ills of this world. Victory over disease. Victory over everything. But did you hear Paul? Three things in verse 10. That I may know him, and I'm going to come back to that word and for those of you who've been in Bible class with me, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. Do you hear it? As a figure of speech, we call it hendiatrous, right? We have three concepts connected with the word and. And each one clarifies the other. In other words, what Paul is saying here, if one really wants to know Jesus Christ and his power, join the fellowship of his suffering. Then you'll know. And that suffering includes, you see, counting everything as loss, counting everything as rubbish. There's a saying of Martin Luther, I don't have the exact wording to it. My daughter made a cross stitch of it and has it hanging hallway wall of her house, framed. But it goes something like this. God created the world out of nothing. If he's going to make anything out of a man, that man must become nothing. You see, in order to experience the resurrection, one first has to die. You can't experience the resurrection until you die. And metaphorically speaking, one cannot experience the resurrection or know Jesus Christ until that person dies to himself or herself, to her ego, to his pride, to whatever it might be. And as Jesus put it, take up their cross and follow him. But in our day and age, of course, we're told that a child of Christ should not suffer. Paul says just the opposite in our text for today. Service to the church, service to others, means to put aside pride and ego and conceit. It means to think of someone else as more important than me. It means to become nothing, to give it all up for the sake of serving Jesus Christ. The end result may well be crucifixion. It was for Jesus. But that really doesn't matter. Because service to God in Jesus Christ is why we are here. Paul said he counted everything as loss for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ. Can we? Amen.